Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Just stay. It's always on my mind. The thrill, the rolling of the dice. This dance entrance, can't leave this up to chance. The thrill, the feel, wishing this was.
From Terraced, Northwestern BC, Putty Waters and the song Stay, brand new single from this winter. We've played Putty on the show a few times. I just love the play on words, I gotta tell you. Putty Waters is here to stay. I wonder what his real name is, because I know that Muddy Waters' real name is McKinley Morganfield. I got to see his credit card actually on the wall at Buddy Guy's place a few years back when I was in Chicago. Julian Taylor here, host of The Jukebox. This is music from J. Cole, a tune called 2-6. Yeah, J. Cole's awesome. Here it is on The Jukebox. 2-6.
If I wasn't rapping, I might just be the president. Please, with the begging us, you're dwindling on your relevance. We know your shit is trapping, we ain't copping what you selling us. You was good in school, why you hiding your intelligence? I remember you was getting A's, now you failing us. Playing hard for the white boy that can't tell a diff. Caught a lot of bodies, so my closet, it got skeletons.
Don't believe me, call your favorite rapper for the evidence.
Rolls Royce, please don't sell these rappers no more colorness. They unoriginal, plus I know they don't be budgeting. Coming, boy, I'm sending them, they know I'm really one of them. 2-6, lot of screws loose with my brother in them. He got a speech impediment, for choppers he be cuddling. He say he like the way that be stuttering. When I'm in a city, screaming at my government. When I'm in a city, screaming
Jermaine!
Outcast, but I was never cast out. I'm a small fish from a pond where they crash out. Slim eyes for it, getting to this cash route. Like a rat or a plat without a doubt. When you see on the boulevard, roll your window down, holler from afar. If you start a feeling like your car, it's a real good chance he's a.
I be low on purpose, big hoodie, double XL. Be saying I'm humble as hell, not knowing I'm bougie, I got standards. I damn near can't even stay at the Mandarin. That feel old to me, my cribs, they never get sold to me. Them get built for me like cheerleaders. I'm stepping on these skillfully, I don't want them to kill for me. And I don't want nobody getting killed for me. That lane, then again, I guess that's your lane. In the 90s, what's nowadays is clout and fame. Viral off hating, disgrace. Y'all ain't even getting no bags. Y'all call them bags, my type bags. They can't even fit in a bag. I'm the future of this rap. Everything that I did in the past, I'm blowing that out the water. If the times get hard, I just go harder. I say I just go harder.
When you see your on the boulevard, roll your window down, holler from afar. If you spot a villain like your car, it's a real good chance he's a dog.
The sky was covered by clouds like the color of the smoke. I couldn't see the sun, I couldn't see the sun, but I clung to a glimmer of
hope. 1,000 miles from heaven and a block away from the slums, adjacent to the hood just like the pointer is to the thumbs. Some days I had to use them both for picking up them crumbs to place upon my tongue, knowing the hunger would not numb. Be careful of the devil and the melodies you hum, smiling, going viral while infecting all of the young. I was lost back then, I was blind, deaf, and dumb.
But I knew I'd find me a way. Fell off and fell on my face, but I knew I'd find a way.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
So happy when I'm not with you, but then you
That is music from The Weeknd, Save Your Tears, from the album After Hours. Hey, do you guys remember when The Weeknd did the Super Bowl halftime show? That was amazing. It was sort of almost the same entrance, I think, that Bad Bunny did with like all those tunnels and stuff, but his was Fields. Anyhow, really loved Bad Bunny's performance, loved The Weeknd's performance as well, but I think my favorite Super Bowl performance has to go to Prince. While he's standing there in the rain, singing and playing guitar at a purple rain. It was outstanding. My name's Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. We've got some music coming up from Beck. Something brand new from Beck. He's such a musical chameleon. I really think he's like a David Bowie of our time. And we're going to listen to a track called True Love Will Find You in the End. But before that, a really important track, Charlie Wenjack by Willie Dunn. This is from Willie's 1972 release, and honestly, I love Willie Dunn so much. He's a artist who is should be revered across the entire globe, even just for writing this one song alone. But he's written so many great songs. Here is Willie Dunn, a Mi'kmaq and an Irish person, putting together songs about, well, strife and struggle and injustice. Here is Charlie Wenjack on the Jukebox.
Walk on, little Charlie, walk up through the snow, heading down the railway line, trying to make it home, and he's made it.
40 miles, 600 left to go. It's a long, old, lonesome journey, shuffling through the snow. He's a lonesome man, he's a hungry. It's been a time since the last he's ate. And as the night grows colder, he wonders of his fate. For his legs are racked with pain as he staggers through the night. As he sees through his troubled eyes, his hands are returning.
So cool.
Secrets on the dash, thoughts all in my brain. Something about this feeling takes away the pain. I'm out on the road, missing home. of all these chains around me.
Brand new stuff from Melody MacArthur, Roses Never Fade. And that comes out, well, February 14th. So just yesterday, congratulations to you, Melody MacArthur. We're such fans. Happy to play your new music. My name is Julian Taylor. Thanks for joining me on this show and this journey, this musical interlude in the middle of your day. It's such a pleasure and such an honor to be able to bring great music to your eardrums. Thank you to my team for helping me put this show together each and every week, to our station partners for getting it out there to you guys on the airwaves, and to our sponsors for helping it truck along, you know what I mean? Keep on trucking, baby. We've got one more track. It is a wonderful song from 2016 and the album release Flight, from an artist who was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize not too long ago. She's a wonderful author, and this is The Oldest Tree in the World, from Leanne Betasamokasake Simpson, here on the Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice. My age.
without embarrassing you, but I do know. I believe in saying things. I do know. I believe in the telling. Your wrinkled gray skin is gorgeous. And I hope you don't know what's happening.
Boshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends, don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In most states, people pay a higher price for electricity now than they did 5 or 10 years ago. Some people blame renewable energy. Others blame fossil fuels. But research from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory shows the reality is more complex.
One of the factors that is driving rates up across most parts of the U.S. is the increase in the cost of the distribution system, that final leg of the journey to bring the electricity into your home.
Ryan Ledick is with the Brattle Group, which partnered on the analysis. He says many utilities have had to update or replace power lines, poles, and substations.
Parts of the grid now are 80 years old, and in order to continue to provide reliable service to customers, you need to replace and upgrade that equipment.
As climate change intensifies wildfires and storms, utilities also face growing costs to restore power after disasters. And in some states, utilities now spend a lot to prepare for disasters. For example, burying power lines and installing more durable equipment. So the study finds that on average, rising electricity prices have more to do with the cost of reliably getting electricity where it needs to go than with generating it. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.